This is program one.
Maxwell McMillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Welcome to Tuning In the USA. Today, we're in Riverdale, New York, at the home of the Stewart family. The Stewarts are having a birthday party for Richard, one of the three Stewart children. Today is Richard's 30th birthday. Richard's mother, Ellen, his wife, Marilyn, and his brother, Robbie, are all there. His grandfather is there, too. There is a cake, there is singing, and there are presents, including an unusual present from Richard's grandfather.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, I'm hungry, Richard. Let's cut the cake.
Hold on a minute, Robbie. Maybe we should wait for Dad to get home. What do you think, Mom?
Oh, Richard, you know your father. He may stay late at the hospital.
Ah, the life of a busy doctor.
Go ahead. Cut the cake.
Sure, Richard. We can save a piece for Dad.
So, Richard, how does it feel to be 30 years old? Some of us can't remember.
I'll be honest, Grandpa. Being 30 feels the same as 29. Well, maybe better.
Listen to an old-timer. It gets better and better.
Your grandfather is right. It does get better. Look, you have an exciting photography project ahead.
And I have Marilyn, my beautiful wife.
Uh-huh.
And she makes great birthday cake.
It's a chocolate cake, your favorite.
Hello, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Am I in time?
Yes.
Just in time.
Hi, Ellen.
Perfect timing, Philip. We're cutting this beautiful chocolate cake.
Sorry I'm late, Richard. There was a lot to do at the hospital.
Oh, come on, Dad. We're just glad you made it.
Of course I made it. A son only turns 30 years old once. Hey, that is a beautiful cake.
Here you go, Dad. A big piece.
Mmm. This tastes great. Wow. Who made this?
The wife of the birthday boy.
Marilyn?
Thank you, Philip.
I think it's time to give Richard his birthday presents. May I begin?
Of course.
Sure.
Richard, soon you will be traveling around America. You'll have lots of time alone. And I think you will love this.
A harmonica? Thanks, Grandpa, but I don't really know how to play the harmonica.
No? Well, let me show you.
Happy birthday, dear Richard. Happy birthday to you. So, it's Richard's birthday. How old is Richard today? Listen.
So, Richard, how does it feel to be 30 years old? Some of us can't remember.
I'll be honest, Grandpa. Being 30 feels the same as 29. Well, maybe better. And listen to this.
I'm sorry I'm late, Richard. There was a lot to do at the hospital.
Oh, come on, Dad. We're just glad you made it.
Of course I made it. A son only turns 30 years old once.
So, Richard is 30 years old. I'll talk to you again soon.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, we join the Stewart family again at Richard's 30th birthday party. In our last story, Grandpa Stewart gave Richard the gift of a harmonica. And as this story begins, Grandpa is teaching Richard to play it. During the party, another member of the family calls from Chicago. And after the phone call, Richard's wife, Marilyn, gives him another special present.
That sounds great, Grandpa. May I try?
Of course you can try it, Richard. It's your harmonica.
Go ahead, honey. Give it a try.
Yes.
Go on.
Here goes. Thanks for the help on the piano, Mom. I need time to practice.
Lots of time, I'd say.
All right, Robbie. He'll soon learn to play well. We Stuarts have a good ear for music. And Richard, you will have a lot of practice time on the road.
If you say so, Mom. You're the music teacher.
Where are you going on your trip, Richard? Do you know yet?
Not exactly. My book will need photographs from all over the United States.
But America is a big country. Where will you start?
I'm going south. Telephone.
I'll get it.
It's probably your sister, Susan.
Hello?
Happy birthday, big brother.
Hey, thanks, Susan. Where are you?
I'm in Chicago, at the Toymakers Convention.
Are you having fun?
Yes, it's really exciting. I have a great new idea. I can't wait to tell the family about it. I'll be back on Sunday.
I won't see you. I'm leaving on Saturday.
Oh, too bad. But that's exciting. Have a really great trip.
I will. Thanks.
Happy birthday, and send my love to everyone.
Okay. Bye, Susan. Susan sends her love to everyone. She sounds great. All excited about some new idea.
Hey, I'm excited about something, too. I've got a present for you. Since I can't go on this trip with you, I want you to be my eyes and my ears. Here. Go on, honey. Open it up.
Okay. I wonder. What is it? Look. It's a tape recorder. Great. I can send back sounds to you from my trip.
May I see it?
Sure, Rob.
Hey, there's a cassette tape in here. What's on it? Let's see.
No.
Hi, honey. This is Marilyn. I just want you to know that I love you, Richard. Good night.
Let's study these words. Go ahead, go on. In other words, do it now. Now, listen to this again.
That sounds great, Grandpa. May I try?
Go ahead, honey.
Yes.
Go on.
Go ahead, go on. And listen to this again.
Go on, honey. Open it up.
Go ahead, go on. Okay, here's another example. You're in a swimming pool. Your friend doesn't want to jump in. What do you say?
Go ahead! Go on! Jump!
Today we studied the words go ahead and go on. Bye for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 1. This is Program 2.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're in New York City at the office of the American Toymakers Association. Susan Stewart has a meeting with Mr. Martinez, the president of the association. She tells him about her new idea. She wants to start a program to give toys to children in hospitals. But she needs help. She wants toy companies to give the toys. Maybe Mr. Martinez will offer Susan his help.
National Toy Makers Association, may I help you? One moment, please. There's a call for Mr. Donahue on line one. Hello, may I help you?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
I see you have an 11:30 appointment.
I'm a little early.
Please have a seat. I'll call him. He may be able to see you now. Susan Stewart is here to see you. Fine, I'll send her in. He'll see you now. His office is the first door on the left.
Thank you.
Hello, it's me.
Come in, Susan. It's good to see you again. Please sit down.
I'm glad you had time to see me.
For you, I always have time. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a marvelous idea. I want you to hear about it.
Oh?
Yes. There are thousands of children in hospitals across the country. Some of them are very sick, and they are spending months indoors and in bed.
Oh, I know about children in hospitals.
From your own experience?
Yes. My nephew was in the hospital with cancer. He was 5 years old.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, he's better now, thank goodness. But the poor child spent 8 months in bed.
And his uncle brought toys to him, right?
Yes, and he loved them. They were his friends, his world, his life.
Then you're going to love my plan. I want to ask toy companies to give toys to hospitals.
Do you think the manufacturers will want to help?
Yes, I think so. It's good publicity. And of course, everyone loves children.
You know, it might work. But who's going to organize the program?
I am. I'll contact all the children's hospitals in the country. And my volunteer helper will contact all the toy manufacturers.
That's a lot of work.
I have a computer. And I hope to have a very good helper. A very important, powerful, intelligent man.
Also very busy.
Oh, remember your little nephew.
Yes, of course. I'll gladly help.
Great! Now, how about letting me buy you lunch?
Well, since you're buying, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Let's study for a minute. How do you introduce yourself in an office? Listen to this again.
Hello, may I help you?
My name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
Listen to Susan one more time.
My name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
Okay, let's say you come to see me. My name is Mr. Lee. First you see my secretary, and she says,
Hello, may I help you?
What do you say? My name is... My name is... And I'm here to see Mr. Lee. Right. That's one way to introduce yourself in an office. Bye now.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, we join Susan Stewart at Riverdale Hospital. Her father, Dr. Philip Stewart, works there as a children's doctor, a pediatrician. Susan tells her father and his young patient, Jimmy, about her new idea, giving toys to children in hospitals. She's excited because Mr. Martinez, the president of the American Toy Makers Association, is going to help her. Dr. Stewart loves her idea,
and he offers some helpful suggestions.
Excuse me, nurse?
May I help you?
I'm looking for my father, Dr. Stewart.
He's down the hall in room 202.
Hello, may I come in?
Susan, of course, come in. Meet Jimmy Kronsky.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you today?
Fine.
Well, you don't sound very happy.
After 3 weeks in this bed, he's, well, a little unhappy.
Why is he here? Nothing serious, I hope.
No, not really. A broken leg with some minor problems, but he's okay. Next week, he's going home. Right, Jimmy?
I hope so.
Do you like tigers, Jimmy?
Yes, I do. I love to see them at the zoo.
Well, I have one here for you. And this one doesn't bite.
Wow, a toy tiger? Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How nice, Susan. Where did you get it?
I had a wonderful meeting with the president of the American Toy Makers Association, Mr. Martinez.
And he gave you this stuffed animal?
Dad, he gave me 1,000 stuffed animals.
1,000? Wow.
We're working together on a marvelous project.
Oh?
We're asking toy manufacturers to give toys to children in hospitals.
Like me.
Right. But I have a problem.
A problem?
I have to contact all the children's hospitals in the country. Hundreds of them. I can't call them all on the telephone, and I'm afraid that letters will go to the wrong people.
Is that all?
No. We also need to find volunteers to distribute the toys. We can give the toys to them, and they can give them to the children.
Well, I have an idea. Send a letter to our professional magazine, American Hospital Magazine. Explain your idea. Tell them you need local volunteers. Maybe they'll write a short article with your name, address, and phone number.
Perfect. Thanks for the great idea.
Don't mention it. The great idea was yours. I'm just trying to help. In fact, I'd like to help by organizing the program here at Riverdale Hospital.
What about me? I want to help, too.
Okay. You can be my assistant.
Wow.
And you're the best dad in the world.
What do you say when someone says thank you? Today, we're going to look at different things we can say. Listen to Jimmy and Susan again.
Wow, a toy tiger? Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Susan said, "It's my pleasure." More often we say, "You're welcome."
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are many other things we can say, but "you're welcome" is the most common. Now, you try it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And here's something a little different.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 2. This is Program 3.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we are with Robbie and Richard Stewart at their family's home in Riverdale, New York. Robbie is waiting for Alexandra. She is only in the United States for a year,
She is an exchange student from Greece. Alexandra arrives with her Greek cousin, Andreas. He's visiting the United States. Robbie, Alexandra, and Andreas decide to go to a concert. But they have no way to get there. None of them can drive.
Hey, Robbie.
Oh, hi, Richard. What time is it?
It's 20 after 4. Hey, how do you like my tape recorder?
It has good sound. I found a great tape. Listen to this one.
Yeah, not bad.
What time is it?
You just asked me that. Now it's 21 minutes after 4. Expecting somebody?
Yes, Alexandra is coming over.
Hey, Rob. I think I see her walking up the sidewalk right now.
She is? Alexandra? Are you kidding? Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Robbie.
Good to see you. Come on in.
I want you to meet somebody. This is my cousin, Andreas. He's visiting from Greece. Andreas, this is my friend, Robbie.
I'm glad to meet you, Andreas.
The pleasure is mine.
What's this?
Richard has a new tape recorder. I was listening to tapes.
Oh, you should hear Andreas' new tape. He has it with him.
Oh, good. I want to hear it. Andreas, this is a great band.
They're playing at Long Island University tonight. Andreas wants to go.
Why don't we all go?
I don't think we can go.
Why not?
The buses stop running early, and the concert may run late.
Ah, we do have a problem. We need someone to drive us.
Hey, Rob. That's a great sound. Hi, Alexandra. How are you?
Hi, Richard. This is my cousin, Andreas.
Nice to meet you, Andreas. Say, that's a good band. I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
You do? Sit down, Richard. Join us. You say you like this band? Well, you have a chance to go to one of their live concerts.
With us.
Tonight.
Thanks, but... Robbie, why do you want your big brother to go along?
Well, you have the car.
Let's study. You meet someone. What do you say? Listen.
This is my cousin, Andreas.
I'm glad to meet you, Andreas.
I'm glad to meet you, Andreas. Now, Alexandra is going to introduce someone to you.
This is my friend, Robbie.
What do you say? I'm glad to meet you, Robbie. And here's another way.
This is my cousin, Andreas.
Nice to meet you, Andreas.
Nice to meet you. Now, Alexandra is going to introduce Richard to you.
This is my friend, Richard.
What do you say? Nice to meet you, Richard. Or, I'm glad to meet you, Richard. And that's all for now.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart, his friend Alexandra Pappas, and her cousin Andreas are going to hear a favorite rock and roll band. Robbie's brother, Richard, drives them there. It's an outdoor concert. They will be listening to the music under the night stars.
Okay, we're here. We were lucky to find a place to park.
It's so crowded. A lot of people must like this band.
And I never heard of this band before today.
Of course not, Richard. It's rock and roll. You're too old.
That's not true. I listen to rock and roll all the time. I mean, great rock and roll.
Hey, there's a good topic for a school paper. Hit songs of the Stone Age.
All right, little brother. Did you bring something to sit on, like a blanket?
It's right here, Richard.
Alexandra, you have the food.
Fried chicken, potato salad, sliced tomatoes, and soda.
Then let's go. Let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll.
It's a line from a great old rock and roll song.
From 1960.
Hey, you're right. Good for you, Andreas. How did you know that?
I like music.
You can say that again. You sure do.
I went to an outdoor concert in Massachusetts. At the end, they let 100 balloons sail to the sky. It was beautiful.
Andreas, how many concerts do you go to? You went here, you went there. Don't you do anything else?
I love music.
All kinds of music?
I don't love all kinds, but I am interested in all kinds. Back in Greece, at the university, I have a radio show.
What's the name of your show?
Music from Around the World.
You know, there are many different kinds of music in the United States. There's jazz from New Orleans, and there's country music from Nashville. Do you know about Nashville?
Of course. And there's rock and roll. It sounds like they are starting. Let's hurry.
I never went to an outdoor concert before. Where do we sit?
We spread out the blanket and sit under the stars. It's nice. This looks like a good place.
Yes, I can see the stage.
Here we are. There's plenty of room for the blanket.
Richard, is that blanket big enough for the four of us to sit on?
I think so. We'll just have to sit close together.
That's okay. Here, Alexandra, you should sit next to me.
Too much love! Too much love! Too much love! Too much love!
Sometimes English sounds almost like a song. Listen.
We were lucky to find a place to park.
We were lucky to find a place to park. We were lucky to find a place to park. Come on, you do it too. We were lucky to find a place to park.
We were lucky to find a place to park.
We were lucky to hear some rock and roll. Come on, you say it too.
We were lucky to hear some rock and roll.
Great! We were lucky we brought some fruit and cheese. Your turn.
We were lucky we brought some fruit and cheese.
All right! Did you hear the musical beat in those sentences? That's all for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end.
This
of
is program four.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today, on Tuning In the USA, we're outside the Stewart's house. Grandpa Stewart is helping Richard to prepare his car for a long trip. It will be a working trip, a chance for Richard to take photographs for his book, Family Album USA. It's a book about the United States. Grandpa repairs the radio in Richard's old car. At the same time, Richard is packing the trunk of his car. Alexandra, the Stewart's young friend from Greece, soon arrives, and she brings some interesting news.
How's it going, Richard? Can you fit it all in the trunk?
I think so, Grandpa. How's the radio?
I think I can fix it. Oh, that did it. A wire was loose.
Hey, good job. Hear that, Grandpa? The old radio works beautifully.
Beautifully?
Well, let's say it works perfectly. Sorry about that. You can change it.
Oh, I know this music. Your grandmother loved this piano piece.
The packing is done. That's... Oh, no. Here's my tent.
You forgot to pack it?
Yep.
You must take your tent. Then you can sleep anywhere. Don't worry. We'll find room for it. I'm good at packing cars. I traveled a lot in my business. There. See? The tent fits in the corner.
You're great, Grandpa. Thanks. For a while, it looked like I had a real problem.
Hi. What problem are you talking about?
Oh, hey there, Alexandra. Where did you come from?
I came from the train station. Hi, Mr. Stewart.
Hello, Alexandra.
What's the problem?
No problem. Grandpa solved it. He fit all my things in the trunk of my car.
Oh, you're leaving on your trip. What are you taking with you?
I'm taking cameras, a tent, a sleeping bag, clothes to wear, my new tape recorder...
And your new harmonica.
It's right here, in my pocket. See? By the way, Alexandra, what were you doing at the train station?
Saying goodbye to my cousin, Andreas. He's taking the train to Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes. His train comes in about a half an hour.
But I will be going to Nashville. He should travel with me.
You can give him a ride?
I would love to travel with someone. Come on, Grandpa, Alexandra. Let's hurry to the station and find Andreas. We don't have a minute to lose.
Climb in, Alexandra. Let's go.
Sometimes in English, we don't say every word. Listen.
Hear that, Grandpa? The old radio works beautifully.
Hear that, Grandpa? Means the same as, did you hear that, Grandpa? And listen to this.
See? The tent fits in the corner.
See? Means the same as, do you see? Or, can you see? And listen to this.
Sorry about that. You can change it.
Sorry about that means the same as, I'm sorry about that. Hear that? Do you hear that? That's Andreas's train. Gotta go. We've got to go.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Richard and Grandpa Stewart and Alexandra Pappas are hurrying to the train station. Alexandra's cousin, Andreas, is there, waiting for a train to take him to Nashville, Tennessee. By chance, Richard is also planning a trip to Nashville, and instead of traveling by himself, Richard wants to offer Andreas a ride in his car. Richard, Grandpa, and Alexandra hurry to the train station. But there is a lot of traffic. The train is coming very soon. Will Andreas still be at the station?
I think we're going to miss the train. Must we go this slowly?
Yes, we must. As they say, it's better to be safe than sorry.
What does that mean?
It means we don't want to have an accident.
Richard, I think you missed the turn.
No, Grandpa. There are still 4 or 5 blocks to go. Then we have to turn right.
Doesn't Ellen always turn next to the school?
Sometimes, Grandpa. But that's a slow way to go. We're in a hurry.
Oh, no. There's another traffic light ahead. I hope the light stays green.
Oh, no. There it goes. A red light. And we have to stop for red lights.
Do you think we'll make it to the station in time?
I don't know, Alexandra. How long will we wait at this light? What time do you have, Grandpa?
3:10.
Oh, no. I don't think we're going to make it.
Relax, Richard. It doesn't help to get upset.
You're right, Grandpa. Maybe I should turn on the radio.
Excuse me. I'm taking the 3:00 train. When will it arrive?
It should be here very soon. It's on time. It's 3:05. It should be here in about 5 minutes. Where are you going?
I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee.
Is Nashville your home?
Oh, no, I'm from Greece. I'm here visiting my cousin. I'm touring around the United States.
Ah, there's your train now. You should hurry up. Have a nice trip to Nashville.
Thanks a lot, and goodbye.
Andreas!
Alexandra? Richard?
Rick! Oh, just in time. I'm glad we caught you. Richard has a great idea. I told him you are going to Nashville and...
And I'm going too. Why don't you come with me? We could drive together. What do you say?
That sounds great to me.
Let's look at the words on time. Listen.
Excuse me, when will the train arrive?
It should be here very soon. It's on time.
Is the train early? Is it late? Or is it on time? It's on time. Now, I'm waiting for someone. She's usually on time, but she's late today. Come in.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm not on time for our appointment. My bus was late.
That's okay. Are you usually early for appointments, late for appointments, or are you on time? Today we looked at the words on time. That's all for now. So long.
Hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.
This is the end of Program 4. This is Program 5.
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we are outside the Stewart home in Riverdale. Robbie is practicing basketball, but he seems to be sad, and his mother, Ellen, is worried about him. Ellen discovers the cause of her son's unhappiness. Then, Robbie's father and grandfather return from getting haircuts at the barber shop, and together, the family solves Robbie's problem.
Okay, I'll put it in the basket this time.
Hi, Robbie.
Well, hi, Mom.
Oh, too bad. You almost made it.
Yes, but I missed. And in basketball, almost isn't good enough.
I think you're going to make it this time.
Oh, I missed it again.
Well, I thought the ball was going right in the basket.
But it didn't. I'm going to take a rest.
Good. I want to talk to you.
Did I do something wrong?
Oh, no, dear. But your father and I are a little worried about you.
Worried? About me?
Yes. You don't seem to be enjoying yourself these days. Tell me, is something wrong?
Well, not really, but...
What's bothering you, Robert?
My driving lessons. I mean, they're over. Richard was teaching me to drive his car.
Aha. Uh-huh. And now he's gone. He's off on his trip around the country.
And here I am, old enough to learn to drive a car, and there's no one to teach me.
I understand. Summer is passing.
Summer is passing? Mom, my life is passing.
Don't be silly, Robbie. We'll think of something. It's Dad and Grandpa.
Hey there. Grandpa and I are home.
Hi, Philip. Hi, Grandpa. You both look very nice.
Well, we had our ears lowered.
Uh-huh.
That's a joke, Robbie. It means we got haircuts.
I know, Grandpa. Your ears seem lower because your hair is short.
Robbie's unhappy because Richard is gone.
We all miss Richard.
But you see, Richard was teaching Robbie to drive.
No problem. One of us can teach you to drive. Why don't you ask your grandfather?
Would you teach me, Grandpa?
I'd like that very much.
There. That's the answer. Grandpa will teach Robbie to drive. Now, tell me the truth. There's a new barber at the shop. What do you think of my haircut?
You had a haircut? I thought you had your ears lowered.
Let's study the word enough for a minute. Listen to this again.
Oh, too bad. You almost made it.
Yes, but I missed. And in basketball, almost isn't good enough.
Almost isn't good enough. It's not good enough to score a point. Here's another example.
And here I am, old enough to learn to drive a car, and there's no one to teach me.
Robbie is old enough to drive a car. He's 17. In most parts of the United States, 15 is too young to drive. But 16 is old enough. Well, what do you think of the word enough? It's easy enough. Bye for now.
Now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart is having a driving lesson. His brother, Richard, started to teach him. But Richard is traveling now. He is not here to help Robbie learn to drive. Grandpa Stewart is Robbie's new driving teacher. And during their lesson, he helps Robbie make a big decision.
All set for your first driving lesson, Robbie?
You bet, Grandpa. But it's not my first driving lesson. Richard gave me about 6 lessons.
Well, okay, but you have a new teacher now. Me. And it's lesson number 1. All right now, let's learn to drive. Take the keys and start up the car.
Grandpa, that's not the first thing to do.
Who is the teacher here? Come on, put the key in the ignition. Then give it a turn to the right.
Wait a minute, Grandpa. I really think you're forgetting something. We should do something else first.
What is it?
Grandpa, look around. What do you see?
Oh, of course. I remember now. My seat belt. I did forget something important.
That's right. That was Richard's first lesson. In accidents, seat belts really do save lives.
All right. Now, are you ready to start the car?
Yes. Here we go. Key in the ignition. Turn it to the right, and...
Say, you're pretty good at that. Now, look around you.
make sure the way is clear, and let's go.
How am I doing?
You're doing fine.
Shall we drive to the river?
Fine. Just don't drive into it.
I like driving. Someday soon, I am going to get my own car.
That sounds reasonable. You'll have to ask your parents, of course, but I think it's a good idea.
You do? Right now, at my age?
Well, owning a car is a big responsibility. Are you ready for that?
Sure, but I don't have enough money to buy one yet.
Well, you know the answer to that problem.
I know, Grandpa. I guess I have to get a job.
Yes, you do. But think of it. With your own car, you can drive anywhere.
Yes, that will be great. I'll get a job, and then I'll get my own car. Oh, but there's one other thing.